Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday, the 19th of December. Now, let's just check you're all here. Let me know. Let me know if you are online, which group, if you're in the supporter Facebook group, or let me know if you're on YouTube, or let me know if you are live on the dashboard. I would love to know where you are accessing me this morning. Right, let me... thank you. So many lovely messages. Notifications. Notifications, those are all over the place. Sometimes I get notifications from like things we did weeks ago. It's really odd, isn't it? Do you, anybody else? It just could be my page. Excited to do this. Let me find you in the group. And then we're good morning, Laura. How are you? How are you feeling? Okay, let's do. On right now, where do I navigate my group? See to go to supporters. There you go. If I've got you up there, there we are. You're on there. Let me do that little tag. The everyone tag is so good, and the highlight tag and the followers tag. Morning, Jill. How are you? How's everything with you? Did you all manage to navigate to the members area and find it okay? There it is. There you go. Good morning, Helen. Helen, I never see you on a live. Welcome. Good morning, T. Morning, T. It's slow recovery. Wow, I bet it is. Bet it is. So for the supporters, you always will find the live. I'll stream it into the group, and I'll also stream it into YouTube via the website as well. So that's cool. Good morning, Claire. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. So following on from yesterday... Good morning. I loved yesterday's corporate. If you missed yesterday's briefing and you want to, you're looking at corporate, go and watch the briefing yesterday because I passed loads of great tips. And this is, I love when this happens. So I don't know if Claire's on this morning, but Claire messaged me about 3 weeks ago in the back channel, in my PM about different courses, and we went backwards and forwards. And I think I said to her, she said, oh, I'm getting back into fitness, blah, 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 getting back into my business sort of thing. I said, join the supporters. She joined the supporters. She's watched every briefing. She's now joined Fitness Business Academy. She's watching all the Fitness Business Academy. She watched everything yesterday on the corporate and just went on LinkedIn, because I saw you LinkedIn, and she just pushed it out on LinkedIn, and she reached out to people, and she already got responses. I love that when people just completely take action and just go for it. The business for everybody is there. I am 100% sure that there's enough business for everybody. It's just, as I keep saying every day, do the due diligence, make a plan, make sure your ladder is leaning against the right house, where you want to go. If it's corporate, listen to all the videos that we've done, make the steps, create the project, and then boom, go for it. Go for it. Good morning, Elaine. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Vicky. Morning, Paula. Morning. So it's about being really clear about where you want to take the business and then doing the due diligence, doing the research, but not making the research be a reason. Morning, Deborah. Being a reason to procrastinate. Who lets research just take far too long? Do the research, put all the information down, and then think, right, am I going for this? Is there enough of an audience? Is there enough business? Are people willing to pay the price that I'm looking for this? Yes, great. Now, go for it. That's the key. It really is. Wherever in the business you are, whether you want to grow your online and you want to create passive income, whether you want to do face-to-face and get more people at your face-to-face sessions, or you want to do more PT or whatever, fill in the blank. Or as we said yesterday, Sue said, I want to streamline. Again, I'll keep asking you these three questions over the next few days. Number one, what worked in 2023? Good morning, Yvonne. So if I ask T, T's got a studio, and I think you moved premises, T, this year, didn't you? What worked? What was the busiest class? Actually, let me know in the comments. If I look at my businesses as a whole, not the easiest, I wouldn't say that it's the easiest, but the biggest take up that we have on all of the courses and qualifications is anything to do with Fitness Pilates. Fitness Pilates, 22 years ago, I created that course, and it's still, the courses sell out every single month. It blows my mind, really, to think that that course, that little course that we created, just year after year after year, grows and grows and grows. When we do the add-ons, they always sell out. When we do the class, the courses, it always sells out. It is just phenomenal. And you, if I just sold Fitness Pilates, God, my life would be so much easier. But, you know, if I was in a position to streamline and I thought, okay, I wanted to streamline, then, yeah, I could just focus on Fitness Pilates being my whole business, and all our training business could be Fitness Pilates. But what's for you? Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? And I think sometimes you could, like, have a look and think what really worked. But having said that, I think if you want to build a bigger business, it's about looking at your ecosystem. So you might have a subscription, you might have a membership, you might do some live sessions, face-to-face sessions, you might want to be doing corporate, you also do some personal training. And all those different elements go up, go down. And they're all different revenue streams. But actually, they all fit together in an ecosystem. And I think doing face-to-face classes, if you've got busy face-to-face classes, they become a gateway into other things. And I did a video about this yesterday. And I do think this is something to consider. And I've been alluding to it all year. But again, this depends on your big goal, your vision. If your bigger vision is to eventually bring and do more online, if you feel that you're at your capacity with face-to-face, i.e. time-wise, and you really do want to start creating some passive income and memberships and things that you don't physically have to be there all the time, all day, all night, etc., then this sort of three-tier approach, and we see this in all different businesses, all different sectors, where if you've got three levels of a business, you've got your bronze, silver, gold package, and now's the time to think about maybe launching a different sort of membership or a different idea. So you're going to get people that just want to come to your face-to-face class right now. That's what they want. They want to come once a week to Fitness Pilates or whatever it is you offer. But if you also offer, as an additional cost, your silver person, you are going to run an accountability group on Facebook, and you're going to share healthy habits, you're going to do a weekly goal setting session, and you're going to share recipes. Now, it doesn't have to be a diet plan or anything. An accountability group is a great way of building community and for people to get to know you, and it becomes an additional revenue stream. So you can come to the classes, but you can also say, okay, people over here that come to classes, would you like to join the health and well-being online group? And this is going to be, this is your silver, so the people then can go to this live class and they can also access the silver membership, which is this accountability, well-being, fill in the blank, whatever suits you. And that's your silver. And then also you've got this higher ticket priced option where you can come to the face-to-face class, you can access the accountability group, and you can also have a weekly 30-minute one-to-one. Now, it could be a fitness session with them. You might do 30 minutes of Pilates with them. It might be 30 minutes of whatever you're qualified in. And that becomes your gold package. And so when you present that morning, everyone, yeah, I can't sleep. Yeah, it is totally. When you then, you've got that three-tier offering, gives you three different price points. It's a way that you can offer more, bigger value. You don't have to increase the price of your face-to-face class. Your face-to-face class can stay the same, but you have all these bolt-ons and add-ons. And we see that with everything, don't we? Airlines, cinema tickets. You know, you can go and sit in the cheap seats in a plane, you get to where you're going. You can sit in business class, you know, you get the extras. You can sit in upper class. You know, you pay for all those privileges. You're doing the class, but you're giving people that option. I think we're going to see a lot more of that in 2023, sort of this this more three package approach. But let me know what you think. I'm interested. IX morning class has lost three members, but now I can sleep. Well, there you go. That's much more important. Quality of life is much more important, isn't it? 1 year anniversary. That, and 100%, if you've got any anniversaries coming up with your business, you've got to absolutely utilize them, spotlight them, push them out there across on your social media. So automation, I wanted to talk a little bit about this morning. So I've got, again, you know, I'm doing it. So I'm away from tomorrow. Can't wait. I'll be on my way to Heathrow this time tomorrow. So I've recorded a 15-minute supporters briefing, business briefing every day for you that will go live, that will stream live. So you'll all be able to chat and talk and do all the normal things. So it will be a really good indication to see how that works. So I'm just going to take one subject. So how to fill face-to-face class is tomorrow. Thursday is how to fill online. And I can't remember what Thursday is. I've done them anyway. So they're all scheduled. They'll all go live. You'll be able to chat just as if I'm live. And it's all automated. So I've automated everything all the way through for the next 10 days. So if you're thinking of, if this is the sort of thing that's appealing to you and you want to do more of this in 2024, then you'll need to invest in software. StreamYard works brilliantly well. Vimeo works brilliantly well as well. But Vimeo is quite costly to do the live stream, but you get a really high quality stream. If you've got online members, again, this is an option for you. I'm sure lots of you say, right, I'm having 2 weeks off. Off you go, fill your boots. You know, do whatever classes you like. But if you use something like the streaming softwares, you can schedule all the classes at the same time as you normally do them, and your members can still work out together and still chat. And I think it's something to think about, because what I think when you build any kind of membership, the glue that holds everybody together is the community. Everyone gets to know everyone and chats. Now, you can do a completely hands-off membership. This is online. And again, basically like the Fitness Pilates VIP club, there's no chat, there's no membership. There's a WhatsApp group that I post bits and pieces in, but you know, it's here's all the workouts for, here's all the information. It all drops on the first of the month, everybody goes in. But it's a lower price point because, you know, I don't have to do anything else. There's all the information. Whereas in the groups like Studio Live or Supporters, it's very much a community. Everybody's here chatting, sharing ideas. And if you take that away for a long period of time, then you kind of lose the energy. But if you can still live stream with your content and everybody else can do the chat, boom, it's a winner. You maintain your community. So see what you think tomorrow. I think it's going to be really interesting. I do think that the StreamYard on-air webinar software is very, very good, and that everyone can chat, you can see the chat, and everyone can get together, so you keep that community. But it's a wonderful way, again, of whatever your lifestyle is, wherever you want to, however you want to run your business going forward, it's something to think about because it frees you up. And even if, you know, if you've got a busy timetable of classes, it might be that just through the week, you know, you do some live and you do some that are live streamed. So it's a bit of a mix, and then you're not a slave to that timetable. Worth thinking about. Let me know if you do it. Let me know if you're thinking of doing it. And then you can experience it over the next few days and let me think what you think, how it all looks. The other thing you can do that we've talked about before in the past is you can partner with other presenters, with other people in our group, in our community. Why don't, you know, we can start a thread, and why don't you share workouts with people, and you can live stream them. So, you know, I just did the advanced instructors. I'm going to release the timetable today. 10 of the people that did the advanced instructors have all shared great, amazing workouts, yoga workouts. Lorna's there, she's got her yoga skirt. And I can live stream all those workouts to my group over the next 10 days. So it's a really busy, buzzy timetable. People get the experience to try other things. And it just, it just gives these timetables a little bit of a different feel and a different theme. And because you're live streaming them in, everybody's got the chat as well. So it's definitely something to think about, again, depending on what your goals are going forward. So that's the first station of automation. Let me know if you've got any questions on that, because it is a big subject. And I think live streaming into a Facebook group, that's a good start. And then live streaming a pre-recorded video into a Facebook group, good start. And then ultimately, live streaming a pre-recorded video into your own website where everybody can chat, where they're all on your website. Brilliant. That would be the next level again. So you're taking people away from that social media platform, and they're accessing your amazing content on your own website. Interested. Esther, you've been doing it, have you? Because you've had a hip. So Esther's had a hip replacement. So I know Esther's still been. If you didn't know that Esther had been in hospital, then you would just think she's live every day. Because I still see she's posting. Everything's automated. All the videos are going out there on YouTube. And it just takes the pressure off. It really does. Because as you all know, teaching day after day, standing up day after day, it's hard. It's draining. And these are just really great ways that you can still build. You can scale a business this way. And I've noticed a lot on, like, I have, If you look at Davina's ads, I love looking at, they're putting, this is interesting to me, they're putting loads of money into Davina's app ads, so they must cost a fortune. I mean, a lot of money goes into those ads, but you read the comments, and the comments are really negative. You know, the app doesn't change, the workouts are just the same. They've not obviously updated the content of the app. I've never looked at it, and I don't know, so this is just what you read in the comments. And that's the key, isn't it, with online? And I think that's the golden ticket with an online membership, is to have lots of variety, you know, so you're always updating your classes and your content. I don't think people do those workouts over and over again. Do you? I think they're always looking for, they always want the newest, the latest, the different one. But it's an interesting concept, as always, and I'm always interested in your thoughts and your ideas. Okay, second thing, so partner up, use other people's content and you can share. Oh, you're welcome, Esther. An online business really doesn't need to be hard. With it, you could have, like this week, so it's been hard for me this last day, just schedule, that's the hard bit, is doing all the scheduling. Now, what I've done is I've scheduled it all and I've written down everything step by step. I've filmed it on Loom, which is like a software that films your desktop. We've got it step by step. So now I've got like an instructions of how I want that all to be done. And then I can hand that all off to Lauren, and then Lauren will do it next time. And then I only have to do it once. I figure out the system and the strategy, and then I pass it on to Lauren, and then I can think of something else. I can go forward with the strategy. So it's interesting. And I think if you are wanting to build this way, definitely look at StreamYard On Air webinar software and Vimeo. But you do need to have, not the enterprise level Vimeo, you need to have the, I think it's professional, that's the membership, which is quite expensive but really good. Okay, your email schedules. So you could batch all that, the email. All of you should have, you've been watching me for so long, you all need to have, should have some kind of MailChimp or email CRM system that you're regularly sending out your newsletter. Please tell me in the comments if you are. I'm also going to open a thread in the Facebook group to share yours. So if you send out a regular newsletter, please share yours so that we can share ideas on that. What kind of things do you put in? What do you promote? What do you talk about? What do you sell? What does it look like? What does your landing page look like? And going forward for 2024, if you haven't got that sorted out, do get it sorted out and get that list of all the people that come to your classes inputted into your MailChimp or your MailerLite, and make a concerted effort to have a day and a time when you send out your newsletter. Yeah, constant contact. When you send out your newsletter, maybe it's going to be Sunday, whether it's going to be Monday, whatever day you think it's going to be. Stick to it, stick to the time, and then as you go through the week, start collating little pieces of information that you're going to put in your newsletter. Now, your newsletter is never going to be a big seller. It's not going to be something that you'll get loads of sales from, but again, there's so many people that aren't on social media, believe it or not. There are lots of people that their only contact with you, apart from when they come to your class or your PT, is your weekly newsletter. So again, it's really good for know, like and trust. People look forward to receiving it. Maybe you share a recipe, your tip, and you can write those all, batch them all, and then schedule them for the next month. So they're all done. Our friend Kelly Ravenscroft, who's, I think it's her last class today, because I get her email. She sends an email out every day with all her information on. She's done that for years, and of course people unsubscribe who don't want it, and people don't read them every day. But it's that reliability, knowing that you're there, knowing that the email's there, that they can find out when your classes are, what you're doing. It comes part of their lifestyle. So if you haven't at the end of this year got a CRM system or a MailChimp or MailerLite, go and sign up for one and start collecting emails. And because you're being visible on social media, lots of people are seeing you. So what they need to do, you need to bring them into your world, onto your mailing list. And there's a couple of ways you can do it. You can bring them, you can have a landing page that says, are you interested in getting fit in 2024? Yes, come and sign up for the newsletter so you get the first information around my new whatever program you're going to be launching. And push that out across socials. So you're not selling anything, but you're collecting emails, you're building the list. Whenever you put a post, in the first comment you might put, if you want more information, join my newsletter list, and you put the link in the comment, and then people start to sign up. So you're using social media as a way of you being visible. People are getting to know who you are, like you. They're now thinking about what they're going to do in the new year, what sort of program they want to join, and then they're going to come onto your newsletter list before they're going to buy. So the customer journey will be see you on social, like what you do, maybe sign up for your newsletter, maybe they get a free class. Everybody that signs up for the newsletter gets a 20-minute fitness Pilates session that you've already filmed, and you push that out. You get loads and loads of people signing up for that, and then you've got them on your newsletter list. So as soon as you're ready on Boxing Day, or if you're doing it before, to send out the details of your face-to-face classes or your online programs, you'll go to your newsletter first. You'll send that out. That needs to be an absolute priority for all of you over these next few days and weeks if you haven't already got one. So there you go. That's a massive step of automation. And then these things in your business allow you to step away a little bit from social, because you've already got your mailing list is doing a lot of work for you. And of course your website is out there. It's your 24 hours a day shop. It's open. People can come at 3 a.m, sign up for your newsletter, get a free class, see what you're doing, look at your bronze, silver and gold packages. It's all there all the time, and it's all working for you. And the more energy and effort you put into updating your website and putting content on your website, the more people are going to be finding you. Last thing. People are going to be Googling, and then as soon as they put the knife and fork down on Boxing Day, on Christmas Day, how do I get fit in 2024? Pilates classes in Sutton Coldfield, club-a-size sessions, aerobics. They're going to be Googling all those points. Did you look at my website? Who is that? No, I haven't yet, but I will, Celia. People are going to be Googling all those kind of search terms. So if you've created blog posts that say fitness Pilates sessions in Sutton Coldfield, and then you write about your classes in Sutton Coldfield on your blog, that will live forever. So if somebody then looks for Pilates classes, nothing to do with social media, if someone then is looking for Pilates classes in Sutton Coldfield, guess whose blog post is going to come up? Yours. And what if you've done a YouTube video that says, fitness Pilates classes in Sutton Coldfield, I'm Kelly, I run them every blah blah blah, love to see you, new classes are starting 17th of January, if you're interested, send me a message. And you put that YouTube video up, because YouTube is part of Google. When someone looks for Pilates classes in Sutton Coldfield, Kelly, I'm just using you, guess whose video is going to pop up? Your YouTube video is going to pop up, and your blog post is going to pop up. So what's the person searching going to go? They're going to look at you, which is why, again, thinking about what people are going to be searching for as soon as they've eaten their Christmas lunch, they're going to be looking for health and fitness. And that's nothing to do with social media. That's you using the power of Google and search, and Google and YouTube. So 100% YouTube account, if you've not already got one, make YouTube shorts that answer questions. So are you looking for, and just 1 minute, answer a question. All the type of things that people are looking, will be searching for, make a YouTube short video with that as the title. You've only got about a couple of lines of characters. Put as many of those up as you possibly can, so you pick all that search traffic up. And then, of course, they're going to go across to your website. So there you go. You've got some top tips there on automation, on live streaming, on email marketing, and also on how to use YouTube and Google, especially at this time of year when people are searching. Has that helped? Thank you. thank you, everybody. So you will see me tomorrow. I can't wait to see. It goes as awful. Yes, I will. And I'll see you in 10 days. I'll see you live in 10 days. Oh, my gosh. I've never had a holiday like this since 2018. So I'm very excited. And thank you, Claire, and well done. I'll be on WhatsApp and I'll be online bits and pieces. But because I'm 8 hours behind you, it's always a bit harder. But I can't wait to see the briefing. I can't wait to see how the briefing goes. This will be the first time I've live streamed the briefing. So please do check in tomorrow. Leave a comment if I'm still up at this time tomorrow. I'll check in and have a look. Yeah, I've sent it to Lauren now. So Lauren is on it. She started back today. I emailed you back. Did you get it? Let me know. Okie dokie. Everybody good? wishing you all a very, very happy Christmas. I hope you have a lovely, lovely time. Thank you for being part of my business groups. And yeah, I look forward to seeing you. I shall be back on New Year's Eve. But you'll see me as a live stream. Thank you. Oh, thanks, everyone. Have a good one. See you later.